Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I wanted to, we didn't have time for this one yesterday, but imagine, I mean, this is clever, but you're going to get caught. A Florida man wearing an Amazon uniform was caught on camera replacing a full package with an empty box in DeLand. Volusia County Sheriff's Office, they're investigating home surveillance video. It caught a guy who's wearing the Amazon uniform replacing this package that went out to somebody's house minutes prior with an empty box. It happened at Quail Hollow neighborhood. That's different. That's a different trick I haven't heard about before. But they said, yeah, guy, I'm wearing an Amazon. I bet you can get an Amazon uniform on Amazon.
Probably.
Yeah, you got to be careful about this stuff. So, like, what, now video is not even deterring people anymore? Sad. Moving on here. A Florida teen with a Will Run license plate fled cops at 145 miles per hour on the freeway. This comes out of Fox 35 Orlando, Volusia County. It had the Will Run tag. This teenager was not going to get caught, I guess, weaving in and out of traffic through two different counties. He's got he came out of the 80s. That kid came out of the 80s. Although that's a grown ass man. He's got a mustache, but it says Will Run. And guess what? The sheriff's office will pursue. And they did. They arrested 19-year-old Ashton, A-S-H-T-I-N. That's your first problem. Ashton Jarvis, after he recklessly fled from deputies. It's not ever going to work. Don't ever try that, people. It's dangerous. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. Bottom of this third hour. And you can listen coast to coast, terrestrially. You can stream it, watch the video component as well on channel 347 DirecTV. We're on X. Find us YouTube, Facebook. I got to tell you, there's not a lot of times that I get so super excited to talk to somebody that I'm almost rendered speechless. It is so difficult to do. I was telling Kane that I feel like Chris Farley in that SNL skit when he's sitting down with like some iconic director or actor and he's like, you remember that time? And he can't hardly talk because he's so excited. That's me right now. I'm like Chris Farley from SNL. Because I've been following this story. First off, I've been a fan of my next guest for, I don't know, I think since I was aware of rock and roll. I learned to play rhythm guitar poorly and drums poorly because of people like my next guest. I love rock and roll partly because of my next guest. I mean, she is an iconic, like, pioneer, like, OG in rock and roll, period, men or women. Sheree Curry, you know her from the band The Runaways. She also has her own solo material, Boulevards of Splendor, fantastic album. I mean, she's got Juliette Lewis, the Veronicas on this. I mean, it's really cool, and you can go to her website. We'll have all of the stuff down in the lower third about it. Now, insanely, she was speaking out, as you would imagine, because she's, you know, not shied away from giving her opinion. She's punk rock. She spoke out in defense of women and children, particularly with this movement that we have seen lately that is really focusing on transitioning kids while they're in puberty, while they're still developing, dosing them up with hormones and pharmaceuticals before they can actually even give informed consent, because we have no idea what this stuff does to kids long term. And they've gone after her. And by they, the trans tyrant lobby has gone after her for this. And most recently canceled her from a show in Arizona, which is, she was the headliner that night. Sheree Curry joins us now via Skype. And Sheree, first off, God love you. I'm so happy that you're on with me. Thank you so much, for everything that you've done for rock and roll, for all of the women and men that you've inspired, and for sticking up for our kids. I mean, you're just so hardcore. Thank you so much for that.
Dana, well, you're so welcome, and I am such a huge fan of yours, girl. So, I mean, I'm so excited to be here, and thank
you for
being such...
One of my tunes, by the way.
Well, thanks for being such a voice for these kids, because I'm telling you right now, I mean, there's something so evil going on that for someone like me that's been fighting for women's rights since I was a teenager, to actually see women going against women, whether it's in sports or allowing transgender men to swim, to compete against women. And the worst part for me is the children, the fact that they are indoctrinating children in school from kindergarten to third grade. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is absolute insanity. I've never backed down from anything in my life, but there are three things that I would never back down from. Of course, number one was the runaways. Number two was picking up a chainsaw. I mean, it was a calling. And this, fighting against this evil presence that's after our children. I mean, I can't back down. So,
and, yeah. And we're glad that you don't. For those who don't know, Sheree is an amazing chainsaw artist. That's how hardcore she is. Paintbrushes don't do it. She's got to have the chainsaw. And she's like so good at it, too. We're talking with Sheree Curry via Skype. For those of you who are just tuning in, all you had done was speak out, as you just said, in defense of this. And I was actually, I don't know why this surprises me anymore. I was taken aback by the treatment that you received. Not like that, you know, deterred you at all. But people went after you as though they were going to try to get you to change your opinion. And all you did was speak out about the dangers of transitioning kids. And it amazes me, Sheree, that we're not questioning the hormones that we're pumping into kids. There are no long-term studies on this. None. We don't know what is going to happen to these kids when they get older. They're going to have to be on medication for their entire lives. I told my radio audience, I had an aunt who, when she was going through menopause, she had to get hormones that ultimately actually helped. They attribute her cancer developing to that. We don't even understand what effects this is going to have. You spoke out against that. Did the response to your concern shock you?
Well, it did. And Gretchen Bonaducci, who's really a family member to me now from Breaking Bonaducci, I'm sure you probably heard of her. She moved to Bisbee. She bought Greenway Manor and she's transformed Bisbee into this really amazing town. It was lacking for some time. And the only good thing about this, she was the one that was throwing this festival, is once she started to get the threats towards me and towards the festival in itself, and also bands dropping out, she's decided, and she went and filed her paperwork yesterday to run for mayor because she's had it up to here. And she's the kind of gal that we need. We need people like you, Dana, more people like you, like me, that know that this is so wrong what they're doing. And I really kind of right now feel a momentum that, of course, with the UK banning puberty blockers, and which, of course, puberty blockers is different from the hormones that they're giving these kids. And one gal on X that I was able to meet was Luca Hine, and she was transitioned, had her breasts removed at 16, and she was having some mental issues, and they wouldn't address that. Instead, they got a hold of her folks and said, you know, do you want a living son or a dead daughter? And now she is detransitioned. She's in her early 20s, but she really speaks out about the physical damage that these drugs did to her, where she's in constant pain. Her throat, her vocal cords ache. Her joints are so painful. And also she's atrophying, usually the vagina. They start to fall out of your body. This is what they're doing to our kids.
Yeah. That's the reality of it. We're talking with Sheree Curry on this. She was going to play the Riot Girl Festival in Bisbee, Arizona, and you got threats. I mean, people, the reaction, I'm from other women too, which was incredibly surprising. We always hear about consent. I grew up hearing about consent. This isn't informed consent. What's happening here? What do you make of that? Because I don't know if we're ever, I mean, we know so little about the consequences of this.
You know, to say it's evil is being kind. The only thing that I can think of is, I mean, because you have to try to make some kind of common sense out of something that's just, you can't make sense out of it. To me, I don't know if it's that they're doing it on purpose. Well, of course, they're doing it on purpose. Is this some kind of population control? Who the heck knows? I mean, these are our children that will probably never have kids because of these drugs, especially these horrible surgeries that are 100% failure rate. 100%. I mean, who does that to your body? I mean, people, they can't have orgasms. They can't enjoy sex. And they're destroying these kids. They're taking that away from them. And I think it's just so evil. And I don't know if it's to keep us from seeing the real evil that's going on behind all of this, because it's something that I just cannot make any sense out of. And I'm a common sense gal, you know?
Yeah, it's sad. And you mentioned, you know, some of these detransitioners. And one of the, I've watched so many interviews and have read so many pieces that they have written, men and women. And there is a bitterness and an anger that they have. And there was the one of the refrains that I see most often is the people, the adults they had trusted in their lives to protect them from these bad choices failed them. And
oh, yes.
That broke my heart.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, the suicide rate doubles after transition. And that is starting to come out now. You know, the trans community, they like to say that it stops kids from committing suicide, but that's an absolute lie. And once you've packed up your body and you're in turmoil behind the fact that you don't feel like any person's going to want you. I mean, talk about real suicidal ideation. And that's what happens with these kids that regret it. Because again, you know, they're starting with kids that are so young. All they want to do is fit in.
Yeah.
And they're easily molded and they're easily coerced into these, what I now call the trans cult.
Yeah.
And you've got the teachers, you've got the social workers, and they're doing it behind parents' backs. And, you know, they're very lucky. They're very, very lucky, Dana, that they didn't do this 30 years ago when my kid was a couple years old, because we would have had to go, girl.
Yeah. And you're a chainsaw artist. You're very good with the chainsaw. I'm just saying.
I mean,
we're talking with Sheree Curry. I love that. Like I said, I love that you spoke out about all of this. I'm sure that you've gotten privately a lot of messages of support. It's amazing that it can get so politicized like this, especially when you're just talking about kids. I mean, we're not even talking about adults making decisions with their own money and their own lives. We're talking about children that have adults in their lives to guide them to make healthy decisions. It's, you know, I look at it like if someone's bulimic, you don't aid them in something that is detrimental to their health and overall well-being. And that's really what a lot of adults in these kids' lives, I feel like, are doing.
Yes. And sometimes I don't know if it's kind of like Munchausen by proxy in a way with some of these parents that, you know, they want to be the cool parent, you know, oh, I've got a trans kid. It's outrageous how it's quadrupled the amount of kids just from 4 years ago that are now come out as trans. And it's and the parents that get behind this because they want to be the cool parent on the block. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be so cool.
No, you're the coolest, though. So I'm just saying. So I feel like that's like the law, what you just said.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, very scary. And I think now, and it's voices like yours, Dana, and Luca Hine, and so many others as well that are causing people to take a hard look at this.
Yeah.
And again, I want to thank the UK because now people are going, maybe this wasn't the right. Are you guys out of your minds? The people that are behind this absolutely know why this is happening. And it is not for the betterment of our children. And it's not for the nuclear family. This is the destruction of our kids. And we're going to come after you. We're going to come after you, people. And we're going to stop you. That's what we're going to do, Dana.
That's it. Sheree Curry, absolute legend, absolute rock icon. Thank you so much for everything that you stand for, everything that you continue to stand for, all of the people that you inspire to follow your creative footsteps. We appreciate you. Anytime you want to come on, you got a microphone here. You classed up the place, so we appreciate you coming on.
Are you kidding? Thank you, Dana.
Thank
Sheree
you Curry.
So much.
Thank you so much. Good to talk with you. Florida company. The Sub 2K reads a Sub 2000. The Gen 3, the 9mm carbine, is out. It's shipping, and you can get your hands on one. And if you have the Gen 2, the Gen 3 is upgraded, meaning you don't have to detach your optics to fold it in half because the whole thing folds in half. There's a simple twist and fold motion of the rotating fore-end, patent pending, in either direction. Twist it, folds it in half, optics and all, and it just as quickly and easily deploys it. And there's a few other things that they have fine-tuned on this very reliable platform. Just some simple upgrades like the upgraded aluminum trigger, light and 5-pound pull. You got more precise feedback. Isolated trigger pull translating into improved accuracy, upgraded action, new chamber indicator, all kinds of good stuff. And of course, made in the USA by the awesome family run business Kel-Tec. To learn more about the Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com and tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Man, yeah, you got to have the drums kicking on that song. That's such a great song because we have our, you know, our St. Paddy's Day bumper because some of us, it actually is our culture. Our culture isn't your costume, lefties. All right, so first up, a 45-year-old man was arrested for arson after an argument with his mom over breakfast because he's a loser. Apparently, it's true. This was in Japan. I thought that's so mean. It was in Kyoto. They arrested a 45-year-old unemployed man. I love how Japan today is just going to shame the hell out of this dude. He's an unemployed loser. This 45-year-old tool bag on suspicion of arson. He set fire to his house following an argument with a 67-year-old mom. According to police, Satoshi Yoshizaki set fire to the house at 8:45 a.m. And his mother fled. She wasn't injured, thankfully, but they got mad. He set fire to a box of tissues, and that's how it started. Now, he lived in the house with his mother and his 42-year-old younger brother. Mom, what you doing here? What you doing, Mom? What's happening? So we also have, let's see here. Oh, the brain needs meat. This is the most obvious headline I've seen in a long time. A Harvard doctor says animal products are essential for mental health and a blow to veganism. She says the brain needs meat, as though your canine teeth didn't clue you in already. You know, if they didn't, then this should help. You know why we have teeth that can tear meat? Because we're supposed to eat meat. And if God didn't want us to eat meat, he would not have made the animals out of them. They said that it's essential for warding off depression and anxiety, which is why, like, super annoying vegans, and you know they're vegan because they tell you all the time. That's why they're sad and anxious. But it's a top nutrition expert they've revealed, sending a blow to veganism. Your brain does need meat. I mean, you need animal proteins. You need this stuff in order to have a healthy life. Okay, neti pots. People stop using them incorrectly. You're giving yourselves some brain-eating amoebas. So you have to use distilled water. People are apparently filling up their neti pots right out of the tap and then shoving it up their nose. And then, surprise, brain-eating amoeba. And you're shocked by this. Stop it. Use distilled water. And if you can't find distilled water to use, don't do it. It's super simple. So the CDC is like, look, they're warning you about it. It can kill. Because what is the survival rate for brain-eating amoeba? Like negative 50, something like that? You have negative 50% chance of survival. Yeah, you might die twice. It's so deadly. This is nothing that can, you know, nothing you can do. So they said, yeah, don't do that. Because apparently there have been 10 people in the past, what, year or so that have, and just because tap water. I don't understand this. Why people do this. So Kansas City Chiefs story, there have been three more adults charged. This was that Kansas City parade shooting. Prosecutors revealed 6 people fired guns and 12 had weapons on them. Only 5 have been named. But don't call it gang violence or anything like that. You know, it was illegal actually for them to carry technically Kansas City, which goes to show you that only the criminals are going to have guns. You can take them away. These people are so ridiculous. But they said the court documents said 12 people had brandished them. 6 people fired. At least 6 people. They're actually not even sure. They're figuring it may be 6 people. The story they put out was they were going after what they called quote unquote right wing influencers for saying or spreading the misinformation that there are cannibal gangs in Haiti. And then literally later on in the piece, they're like, well, yes, they do eat people, but it's, you know, to scare the other gangs, to scare their rival gangs. Like, can't a guy just eat a person, just eat a man and not be called a cannibal? I mean, you guys are so judgmental. I mean, how many people do you got to eat to be called a cannibal, according to NBC, Kane?
I don't know.
I mean, we should ask them. What is What is the official count? Like, how many people do you have to eat?
Even if it's part of one.
Yeah. I mean, that act by itself, I can't believe we're debating this, but it's our, hey, these are the press. I didn't do this. Don't get mad at me. Because I would just simply think that, you know, the act of eating someone is called cannibalism.
Yes, that is truly the definition.
Yeah, so.
I don't think it takes three humans to eat before you can be labeled.
I feel like this is a total commercial.
Why are we shaming cannibals? Is that what this is about?
They write, Elon Musk and conservative influencers have spread unverified claims to millions, smearing Haitian migrants as cannibals. Well, they were talking about the cannibal gangs, and then they get down. Let me go look at this. Then they get in there, and they talk about the violent gangs, and then they talk about all of the different tactics that the gangs use to try to scare each other or to seem tougher. And they actually admit that, yeah, some of them do. But it's only not because they find human flesh delicious. It's because they're trying to scare their rival gangs. So it's only cannibalism if you enjoy it.
Oh.
Is that
what it is?
This is our press, guys. It's our press. They talked to this guy who's a counterterrorism researcher, and he's like, yeah, well, I mean, they said that they actually talk about a video of Haitian gang members eating people in this piece. But don't say that they're eating people. And the counterterrorism researcher goes, well, yeah, I mean, you know, the whole point is you're trying to appear as the craziest person because nobody wants to mess with the crazies. It's a tactic. That's a whole thing. But they're like, yes, they are eating people. But it's only because they're trying to scare these other gangs. Oh, my gosh. It's like, don't call him a murderer. He only murdered one person. He's not a murderer. Or it's like, they're not a rapist. They only raped one person. He's not a cannibal. He just ate a guy. It's, you know, meh. Oh, my gosh. Our media. I mean, they literally confirmed it. The accusations of widespread cannibalism are based on what experts say are intimidation tactics from select gang members. In some videos, members of violent gangs bite into human flesh. They're trying to scare rivals and terrorize local Haitians, rather than it being a reflection of common and normalized behavior. That's actually, I'm reading right from the piece. Just one guy, Kane.
Yeah.
Let the man eat a man. Come on. Barbecue.
How did we become a society that now the media and Democrats mainly just want to protect the criminals and those that are doing these horrific things?
Oh, they want to protect all the nut jobs.
Right.
So you can be a trans terrorist and go in and shoot up an elementary school and, oh, it's so bad. I mean, don't be mean to the trans people. Wait. There's...
Right. To the point
some dead kids in school right now. Can you maybe not?
To the point where the FBI or law enforcement will hold back manifestos and stuff in this instance.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, we can't release the manifesto because they talk about trans politics in it. And we don't want that, you know, I mean, that's bad. I mean, yes, it was bad that they shut up a whole school, that she shut up a whole school. But, you know, they do this. They go after the innocent. And they protect the criminal, like the Daniel Penny guy.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, he went and he abused this infant baby homeless man who was just there trying to put smiles on the faces of people dressed as Michael Jackson. Well, he hadn't dressed like Michael Jackson in 10 years. And there were a million subreddits on Reddit talking about, wow, watch out for platform whatever number, because this crazy dude's up there threatening to kill everybody. Every damn day he's up there threatening to kill everybody. And he hadn't dressed like Michael Jackson in a year, and he had punched a 63-year-old woman in the face, and he tried shoving another woman onto the subway tracks. And then, right before Daniel Penny attacked him, he was threatening to stab and cut people and kill them all. But, you know, don't you dare condemn that infant baby man. That's how they do it. That's how the press handles all of this.
If they believe it's advantageous for them politically, they will lie to you just like that.
Yeah. Or what about the bodega owner who defended himself against a repeat offender who went in and was trying to kill him?
Yep.
Can you believe this infant baby man who just needed some money? Can you believe he was murdered by this old mean demon running a bodega? Or sorry, what did she say? Jill
bodega.
Biden, Bogota.
A bodega.
and then they demonized the innocent guy, and they defended the criminal. I mean, how many instances do you see like this where this takes place every single week? Every week.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.